Do you hear that funny noise? It's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast that never wears a tie. A southerner born and bred but has never been noodling, it's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today at the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast, the only podcast that podcasts exclusively to lazy men and lazy ladies. And we're here not to insult those people, but to help them feel good about changing from Obamacare to Medicare, changing from normal life to Medicare life. That's what we're all about here. Our goal is to make it seem like it's not a scary prospect, but yet it's going to be rewarding and maybe even a little bit fun. I like to say that that's the goal my book inspires in people when they pick it up at Amazon.com or, you know, BarnesandNoble.com. The paperback is on sale for a mere $8, and it takes about an hour to read it, maybe an hour and 15 minutes if you read with your mouth open. And the ebook probably takes about the same amount of time, but I think I should go look at this. I think the ebook has illustrations in color. The paperback, I took the color out because that dropped the price by about 50%. But in any event, when you go to Amazon.com, you have your choice of buying either the Kindle version, the ebook, for about $4, or the paperback book. And someday, some way, somehow, the audio book will be put on sale. January 20th was when I gave it to Kindle or to publishing the Amazon Publishing Company. And I said, here, sell this book. And they said, okay, we'll just listen to it to make sure that there's no nasty poo-poo words. And they've been listening to it for 3 months now, February, March, April, coming up on 4 months, 20th of May. And I don't know what it takes them so long to figure out whether they can put it on sale or not, but it will be on sale someday, they tell me. In the meantime, Randy calls me every morning and says, is it on sale yet? And I have to break his heart and say, no, not today, not today. But you didn't call me this morning, Randy. What the hell happened? Oops.
I turned my mic off because I just was so focused on what you were saying. But now that I'm back on live on the air, I don't know what happened. I got up. I was tired because of a customer meeting last night. And it just didn't dawn on me to check to see if we had any audiobook happening.
Well, as you know, I'm going to call you any time of the day or night when I discover that it's finally on sale, and I'll be leaving voicemail messages. So you don't have to worry about calling me. But it is a disappointment that you and I share that they have taken so long. And their stated goal is no more than 30 business days. I don't even know what takes them 30 business days. But it has been like
30 business days. Holy bananas. That's like 4 years.
That's their some people. Yeah, it's ridiculous. So if I owned Apple stock, I would sell it in disgust. But since I don't.
You don't know. Well, Apple wouldn't help you. Amazon maybe. But
did I say Apple? I meant
you
Amazon.
Did.
I apologize. The audience should string me up when I make mistakes like that. Maybe they do. Maybe that's where.
Well, that's what I'm here for, Doug. I need to keep you on the straight and narrow.
Well, please do. I appreciate that. So keeping people on the straight and narrow is kind of a theme that I like to pursue once in a while. And today I'm going to dredge up a horrible memory from an episode from sometime in the middle of last year when just a really bad thing happened to me. Now, it happens all the time, so you shouldn't feel sorry for me. But I did an episode in which I read an article that very carefully stated that Medicare, especially Medicare for Medicare people, but drug cards, drug discount cards are a big ripoff. This article was very specific about not only are the premises by which the drug cards perform their function flawed, They're run by pharmacy benefit managers, PBMs, that are, you know, looking to scam a profit from the difference between retail and wholesale costs of drugs. But also the drug cards, the drug discount cards are applied inconsistently. So you may get a good deal, you may not, and there's no way to tell up front. So an average person might actually be getting ripped off without really knowing it. And I went through the whole thing about how the salespeople selling the drug discount cards to individuals are part of them, in many cases, multi-level marketing organizations. And this article said we don't want to encourage that because these people are just, basically living off of other people's misfortunes. And this went on and on and on. So I made a whole podcast episode about how evil drug discount cards like GoodRx are. And so after my wife heard that episode, she looked at me and said, "You're nuts." I said, "Well, now why would you say that?" Not that she hasn't said it a million times in the past, but she said, "Let me tell you about my experience." And she did have two different experiences, specifically with GoodRx, that worked out very well for her. And so I had to do another podcast episode apologizing all over myself for having mischaracterized drug cards, drug discount cards in general, and GoodRx in particular. And since that time, I've been listening carefully, and a lot of people love this GoodRx card. You can go to the GoodRx website and check out a specific drug, and it will tell you what it's going to cost you. And then you can compare that to your Part D drug plan cost, because you can call your pharmacist or whatever and say, "Look, I've got this prescription for this drug. If I fill it with my Part D drug plan, what's it going to cost out of pocket?" And the pharmacist will tell you, $20 or whatever. And the GoodRx card might be $5. So you might be better off not using your drug plan and using your GoodRx card or whatever other drug discount card you have. The two cool things about GoodRx is you can easily check what the cost to you of a particular drug is going to be. And you can also use it in lieu of your Part D drug plan. You can't use them both at the same time. You can't say, "I want to buy this drug with my plan, and then I want you to discount it with this GoodRx card that I'm waving in your face." It's got to be one or the other, but you can go back and forth. You can buy it 1 month, you can use your drug plan. The next month, you can use your GoodRx card. Well, I just like to make sure that people don't have a reason to criticize my level of knowledge about something. So what happened was I just recently ran across another discount drug card that you may or may not want to know about. And people that try it out will probably volunteer to me whether or not it was worth a damn. Now, GoodRx is good for you because you can go to their website and measure your out-of-pocket cost for a particular drug so you can decide whether to use it or not. And also, the card doesn't cost you anything. There's no annual fee or anything like that. So I ran across a thing called GoGo Meds. Now, it's kind of a silly name, and I don't know whether it's going to be worthwhile, but eventually listeners and readers of the book will report back to me whether they had good experiences with this thing, but it might be worthwhile in investigating. So it says GoGo Meds helps you and your clients save money on higher than expected prescription copays. Have you noticed that pharmacies are sometimes charging your Medicare clients much more than expected on copays? Now, I don't know who this is addressed to, your Medicare clients. I guess it's addressed to insurance agents. So it says, especially for tier two medications. Now, every Part D Medicare drug plan has a list of drugs called a formulary. And within that formulary, the drugs are divided into tiers. Typically, it's either 1 through 4 or 1 through 5. And the lowest tiers are the least expensive, a lot of times 0 out of pocket. So you might have a lot of generics in tier 1 and some generics in tier 2. When you get to tier 3, you're going to be expected to kick in a whole bunch of money plus deal with that $435 deductible that all these plans have, plus that giant scary donut hole. But this article references tier two medications. And it says, I'll read it again. Have you noticed that pharmacies are sometimes charging your Medicare clients much more than expected on copays, especially for tier two medications? At our company, we constantly seek ways to help agents provide their clients with the best possible service and the lowest costs for healthcare. For that reason, we recommend GoGo Meds, a mail order pharmacy that specializes in providing low-cost medications directly to consumers. GoGo Meds is ideal for drugs not covered by Medicare Part D or when Part D is not the lowest cost option. Now, this company that put out this article recommends GoGo Meds for us, insurance agents, for our clients, our friends, and family. How do they know? It works well in situations where paying out of pocket for prescriptions makes more sense financially than using insurance. The GoGo Meds user-friendly website makes purchasing prescriptions and over-the-counter medications quick and convenient. It works by selling at high volume with low margins and at current market pricing. Because of this, the savings can be dramatic compared to Medicare Part D drug plans. Or retail pharmacies, or good RX, it says. It says this GoGo Meds can beat good RX in certain situations. Unlike most other pharmacies, GoGo Meds mail order option allows the consumer to order up to a 12-month supply. Now, that's kind of unusual because I've only seen up to a 90-day supply, and that's why I've always enjoyed using mail order, because before you could do that at a drugstore, you could get a 90-day supply. It was actually routine in a mail order, and then you don't even have to think about it, you know, except maybe four times a year. So you can get a 12-month supply of pharmaceuticals at this GoGo Meds mail order. Using this option substantially increases the savings and saves time. There's no need to make an unnecessary trip to the pharmacy. Also, there's no charge for shipping. As an added value, you can request a personalized link with a $5 discount code. Oh, that's to get your card. Feel free to use this code for yourself and provide it for your clients and share with friends and family. We believe it's our job to inform and support agents so that they can better help their clients. With us, you have a partner who is there for you when problems arise. Okay, well, very good, except that I went to the link and I put in my name and address, contact information, and I have not yet received that personalized link with the $5 discount code. So I'm hoping that it happens, and I will report that it has happened. But I wanted to let you know that this GoGo Meds, I guess you have to Google it because I don't really have a URL from this article, but they may offer you, they may actually pay you the $5. I don't know if they just threw away my contact information or not, but that was a couple of days ago. Haven't heard from them, but it still may be worthwhile checking out. I know a lot of my clients are interested in how they can save a few bucks on prescription drugs. So GoGo Meds. It's spelled just like it sounds, GoGoMeds. Okay, now, some bad news for people covered by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma. And I'm thinking that this often will apply not only to their Obamacare plans, their under 65 medical plans, but their Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicare Advantage plans, or as Randy calls them, Medicare Disadvantage plans. Those all rely on networks, as we have found out. They are either HMOs, and in most cases, that's always what it is, or they can be PPOs, which are somewhat more rare. With a PPO, you can go outside the network, but you got to pay a bunch of money. With an HMO, when you go outside the network, you're going to pay every penny of the cost of treatment. So before you buy a plan, you have to be sure that you're happy with the doctors and hospitals in the network. So in Oklahoma, the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Oklahoma company has indicated that the St. Francis Health System is leaving. Their contract with Blue Cross Blue Shield expired on April 30th. They're in a 90-day transition period, and they will leave the networks on July 29th of 2021. And this includes St. Francis Hospitals and Warren Clinic doctors and healthcare professionals. Why does it matter? This is the Blue Cross Blue Shield announcement letter. And of course, this letter is going to explain why the customers, the Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicare Advantage plan holders are now going to be in turmoil because of this contract problem. They're going to be in turmoil because people who have used the doctors and the clinics and so forth at this St. Francis outfit will now not have their treatment paid for through the Blue Cross Medicare Advantage plan they bought. And this is an example of what Randy and I have been telling you for the last, actually over a year since we started this podcast. Medicare Advantage plans can provide people with unpleasant surprises just in the middle of a year, but yet you're stuck with that plan all year long. You won't have the opportunity to look at replacing your Medicare Advantage plan until the end of the year. At AEP, which is annual enrollment period or the annual whatever. Anyway, at the end of the year, you can, starting October 15th, apply to a different Medicare Advantage plan in order to find one that will have doctors that you actually will be able to see and that you'll be happy with. Now, of course, let's suppose you sign up for a new plan because the Blue Cross plan took away your St. Francis providers. Well, there's nothing to say that your new plan won't have the same problem in the middle of that year, and you'll be stuck with a plan in 2022 that you don't really like. But let me, I digress. Let me go back to the Blue Cross Blue Shield announcement. Now, they're saying here, why does it matter that St. Francis will no longer be in the networks? Well, here is a list of six Blue Cross networks that this St. Francis used to support, and they're not going to be available anymore. If you're in Oklahoma and you've got the Blue Preferred Network, the Blue Advantage PPO, Blue Lynx HMO, Blue Choice PPO, Blue Traditional, and Native Blue, I guess that's on the Indian reservations in Oklahoma, you're not going to be able to use the St. Francis doctors and hospitals anymore. They were unable to reach an agreement that would protect their members from unexpected future costs, they said. St. Francis has more than 100 locations, but only four acute care hospitals. It continues to expand, adding clinics and retail locations. Unfortunately, St. Francis refuses to recognize the distinctions that exist between on and off campus services in setting appropriate reimbursement rates. It means that our members pay much higher rates for services at off-campus locations operated by St. Francis. Well, if you've ever driven through Oklahoma, you know that most of what goes on in Oklahoma is likely to be off-campus because Oklahoma is generally rural. It has a few big cities. It has several medium-sized cities, but there's a lot of Oklahoma that is going to be described as off-campus for the purposes of St. Francis providers. For example, hospital rates for physical therapy are three times more expensive than professional clinic rates. When St. Francis bills off-campus physical therapy services at on-campus rates, our members pay much more out of pocket and also must meet their deductible and pay a percentage of the overall bill. Oh boy, that's terrible. At least they have the choice. The patients would not pay that high, outrageous out-of-pocket cost if there were other options available that were more convenient or more cost effective. And then they give another example, oncology services. St. Francis recently acquired a cancer treatment center. It is an off-campus facility, but it's billed at on-campus rates, which caused our members' costs to go up dramatically overnight. All right, well, that's what competition is all about. Of course, with Medicare Advantage plans, they're like living under communism. You don't really get a lot of your free market competition with a Medicare Advantage plan. So the Blues go on to tell us, we want to ensure our members receive the right service at the right place for the right price. That's pretty snazzy. St. Francis continues to expand. Well, that means they're not going to be the Blue Cross participants, the Blue Cross Medicare Advantage enrollees are not going to share in the joys of that expansion. As St. Francis continues to expand, we want the ability to evaluate each new location on its own merit and compensate appropriately. This protects our members from having to pay more out of pocket for their health care. Well, no, it doesn't, because those members always have the right not to go to those doctors if they think they're being charged too much out of pocket. But for those members who want and need to have conveniently located providers, doctors, and clinics, they don't have the option anymore, because you have just severed your ties with the St. Francis Health System. While we understand prices go up over time, we must be good stewards of our members' health care dollars to keep out-of-pocket expenses and premiums as reasonable as possible. This impacts the cost of health care for all Oklahomans. The background: the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, that's the branch of the federal government that oversees Medicare but cannot spell its own acronym accurately. It's Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, but they spell it CMS, only one M. They do not reimburse all off-campus facilities the same as facilities on the main hospital campus. It recognizes that services performed at clinics and other off-campus locations, such as physical therapy, drug infusion, MRIs, should not receive the same compensation as those services at the main hospital campus. The impacted hospitals: this includes all St. Francis hospitals and other service locations, Laureate Psychiatric Clinic and Hospital, and the Warren Clinic, doctors and healthcare professionals in the Tulsa area, Glenpool, Muskogee, Stroud, Tahlequah, Vinita, or is it Vinita, Wagoner, and Warner. So all of those towns are going to lose their ability to be treated by, or to be treated conveniently by St. Francis doctors. Why negotiate is the next paragraph. As a member-owned health insurance industry leader in Oklahoma, we work with doctors and hospitals to find solutions that are in the best interest of our members. We advocate on our members' behalf for high-quality, low-cost, effective health care. It's a responsibility we take very seriously. Finding in-network care, we will do everything we can to help members transition their care to other quality, cost-effective, convenient in-network doctors and hospitals. That list just got a lot shorter, ladies and gentlemen. They've terminated, apparently, what sounds like one of their largest sources of medical treatment, and now the network is shrinking. Members have several ways to find in-network care. Go to the Blue Cross Blue Shield provider finder on their website. Register for Blue Access for members. Call the customer service number on their ID card. That sounds like fun. Care for ongoing conditions. Members being treated for a pregnancy, disability, acute condition, or life-threatening illness may have continuity of care benefits. This means that they may still be able to see their current doctor at St. Francis even after the St. Francis leaves the networks. Benefits for continuity of care are based on benefit plans. To find out if they are eligible, members can call the number on their ID card. Oh, more fun, more fun. So that's the bad news for Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicare Advantage members in Oklahoma. They're losing a whole bunch of docs and hospitals. And frankly, they're blaming the docs and the hospitals for charging too much money and causing the out-of-pocket costs, the members' share of the cost of treatment, to go up. But the members always have the choice. If they want to go elsewhere to save a few bucks, they can always do that. Now they have no choice because of this termination. This is why Randy and I always say that Medicare supplement plans are the way to go. Because with a Medicare supplement plan, you always have complete freedom of choice as to what doctor, what hospital to use. You're not stuck with a list that your insurance company hands you, which limits your freedom of choice. You have complete freedom of choice. And a Medicare Advantage plan, for that reason, is always going to be, I think, preferable for most people, more preferable than a Medicare Advantage plan. Also, if you give up your right to get a Medicare supplement when you're eligible and your health deteriorates, you cannot go back and get one when you see the error of your ways. They will take the option of getting a Medicare supplement plan away from you if your health deteriorates. So I would say go for a Medicare supplement when you are eligible for Medicare, and you never have to worry about your health being a factor in your choice of medical treatment. So once again, we find there are flaws in the Medicare Advantage or Medicare disadvantage world. Yes, as you've said, you ought to see Randy's grin. And what his grin is saying to me is, I could have told you so.
I'm grinning like a Cheshire cat here, Doug, because
sure.
As you know, I mean, being an Oklahoma kid, that state is just chock full of hospitals and clinics.
Absolutely. Didn't you used to have relatives? You'd go down and visit them in Oklahoma?
Still do. Yeah, still do. But as you know, Enid, Oklahoma / Putnam, Oklahoma, there's not a big hospital in either one of those.
No, they couldn't possibly support one.
No, there's like four people. And bottom line is that when you were reading that announcement, I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, talk about a bunch of, hot air coming my way.
Yeah.
That all these people in Oklahoma that were, satisfied with a doctor, and they were probably driving a few miles to get to that one.
Sure. Now because they go even farther because
there's nothing in Oklahoma. There's nothing there on parts of it. So now not only are they driving a ways to get what they thought from that particular provider, now they got to go further to an unknown provider. You know darn well what it's all about is somebody's not making what the money they want.
Yes. And the reason for that is we've seen these contract negotiation announcements in the past where all of a sudden they come out with one the week before the termination date and they say, oh, we came to a meeting of the minds. Everything's fine now.
We have figured it out. Now, go back to your old doctor.
Exactly.
You know, and just quit worrying about
nothing,
it.
Pretend nothing bad has happened and just ignore it.
Not that we've drug you through the dirt worrying. No, don't worry about that. And ultimately, now I'm being facetious. This is not true. So don't take it to the bank. But in Oklahoma, you might need to add vets to that list because there's not that many people in the state.
Well, I think the cattle outnumber the people.
Well, I know they do. I know they do. So anyway, long story short is don't buy an Advantage plan. Stay away from an Advantage plan. Run the other way whenever you see one coming.
The Medicare supplement will give you complete freedom of choice. You can see any doctor that takes Medicare patients, what they tell me is about 94%. Of all doctors and clinics. So that's good news for Medicare supplement plan holders and bad news for everybody else, I guess.
You got it. You got it. Well, the crickets have spoken.
Yeah. Didn't hear them speak, but I kind of knew they had their way with you. So we will be happy to depart and then come back again next time.
So thank you, everyone, as always, for joining us. We appreciate it. We know you could have spent your time a number of different ways looking for a replacement to your Medicare Advantage plan, but
we can help you there. Give us a call write us at dbj@mlmmailbag.com.
And while you're doing that, go to amazon.com, buy some books. They're always good reads. And one of these days, by golly, we're going to have an audio book.
You'll be able to read with your eyes closed.
You got it.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.